hiding in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, the 29th of May, 2007. On today's program, I have Robbie Noel coming up a little bit later. Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster will join us in a few minutes. Well, folks, did you happen to hear what Hillary Clinton said? And I do believe that this was today. You know, on the front page, let me see, Dallas Morning News, USA Today, here we go. What Ron Paul said on the 15th of May debate on Fox News, didn't even get a 30-second follow-up question by the panelist. Voila, Ron Paul said the federal government's $60 trillion in debt. What do I see on the USA Today? Ah, he was right. So that means that every household in the country owns about $516 or $516,348. And the same day, presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton outlined a broad economic vision Tuesday, saying it's time to replace the on-your-own society with one based on a shared responsibility and prosperity. The Democratic senator said what the Bush administration touts as ownership society really is on your own society that has widened the gap between rich and poor. I prefer a we're all in it together society. I believe our government can once again work for all Americans. It can promote the great American tradition of opportunity for all and special privileges for none. There is no greater force for economic growth than free markets, but markets work best with rules that promote our values. What the heck does that mean? Protect our workers and give all people a chance to succeed. Fairness just doesn't happen. It requires the right governmental policies. Well, there you are. It takes an idiot to run a government, and that's what she wants to be. She wants to be in the societal, socialistic head office of the United States. This is amazing, folks. I mean, she should be drawn and quartered for promoting communism and socialism. Period. How did she become a U.S. senator? How did she become a U.S. senator if she raised her right hand in affirmation and swearing allegiance to this country and, more importantly, to the Constitution to protect it and defend it from outside aggression and also from inside aggression from people exactly like herself? How does this happen, that this woman is a U.S. senator vying for the highest office in government, at least on the Fed end, in this country? Somebody explain this to me, Lucy. I'm losing it. Well, not before we take this short break. We'll come back on the other side with Bob Chapman. I got to come up with another name than a cast iron biatch. I've got to come up with something better. I'm getting tired of saying that. People are going to get really offended. I keep repeating it. So help me out here with what can we call Hillary Rodham Clinton? What's the new name for her? And it's got to be nicer than the one I use, because I'm going to use it often, because she deserves it. She should be run out of this country, folks, on a rail. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, Ron Paul said it, as I stated earlier, on the May 15th presidential debate that didn't garner a question from the panelist, that America was about $60 trillion in a hole. Bob Chapman, on USA Today, front page, right column, rules hiding trillions in debt, the liability for each household is now a paltry $516,348. Does that say that we're about eyeball deep in debt here?
Well, unfortunately, those figures are not correct. They're worse. And there are a number of economists who have come up with numbers. I tend to go to the most conservative side, just over $70 trillion, but there are some that range from there up to $100 trillion. It depends on your interpretation of the projection of debt. This would be the long-term total debt of the U.S. government, all of its commitments, entitlements, the whole shebang. You know, the figures that you see quoted about, well, we've got to refund the short-term debt. It's now $8.3 trillion. We've got to take it up to $9 trillion. Now, that's child's play. Ron Paul is right. It's just he's even more conservative than I. But the figures overall represent a horrific event. And we've been writing about them year after year for 18, 20 years, and nobody seems to pay any attention. They don't care. And if you'd like another term for Hillary Clinton, we can call her Chucky's wife.
Chucky's wife? Well, I'll tell you what. They are saying here that U.S. households, because of mortgages, car loans, credit card debt, and other debt combined, that the average per household across the country is about $112,000. And if I'm reading this correctly, that's the privately held individual debt. Couple that with the spread the debt program here of $516,000. So we're looking at roughly, what, $25,000 that every man, woman, and child in every household in America is in debt.
Well, that's correct. And so you say to yourself, well, how do we solve that? Well, the only way you can solve that is by reneging on the debt. And I think that's exactly what's going to end up happening.
Well, we're not finished with this, because now factor in the usury on this debt that we owe. And I think in the short term, we should go hat in hand to the International Monetary Fund and its member banking system and say that, well, we want a moratorium, Guido, on the usury charge, the interest, because coupled on top of that, just on the $500,000 figure, and I don't know what percentage rate they're using, and they're saying out 75 years, we'll tack on another $31,000 on top of that one. So I guess that's their figures for the usury, but that sounds suspiciously low to me.
Yeah, it does to me, too. But, you know, the answer is, look, they're going to let the dollar collapse. And they run the risk in doing that of having the dollar no longer the world's reserve currency. And I think that's what they want. It's a matter of timing, because they want to institute a new currency, whatever that may be. And during the course of that, the United States government will probably step back and say, look, no, we're not going to honor this debt anymore. And I think that's going to happen, because there's no way they can pay it.
Well, Bob, I've expressed this before, that you can't take a debt and retire it with a debt instrument. It's impossible, because I mentioned as Guido, and by me saying that, I'm talking about the usury or the interest from these private lenders. But having said that, what is to stop us, say, an executive order out of the White House to print up our own money, something similar to what John F. Kennedy did back in, I think it was 62 or 63. I think it might have been late in 62. Ordered the Treasury to print up United States notes, loan it out at zero interest. Why couldn't we fire up the printing presses with the United States notes, retire the Federal Reserve note debt, and then just start all over again? Replace one funny money system and pay it off with another.
Yeah, we could do that. And we could phase out the Fed at the same time.
That is what has to take place, by the way, while we're just talking about this debt issue.
The only thing is that's going to take a while, and that's not going to avoid the debt that was created by the Federal Reserve. You know, they're increasing money and credit and have been for years at an exponential rate, which anything over 3% is exponential. And so presently, they're close to 12%. I'll have new figures in about a week. And that is profligate from a monetary standpoint. It's heinous. It's crazy. And yet they are doing it. So the Fed's responsible. Who owns the Fed? 12 Federal Reserve banks do. And who are the shareholders? They're all bankers of rich families of one kind or another all over the world. And so let's let them eat the debt.
Well, they also say that possession is 9/10 of the law. So as long as we possess what they say that we owe on, good luck trying to collect.
That's right.
Sounds like a plan to me.
So if they're going to no longer have the dollar as a reserve currency for the world, there's no sense of paying the debt off. And you know, part of the reason we have the debt, particularly the current account deficit, is because all of those other countries out there, and there's almost no exceptions, have been manipulating their currencies for years. And we've tolerated as a nation. And they've been cheating us just in order to do business with the United States. And actually, they've been cheating one another as well. That's what happens when you don't have fixed interest rates. And that's what happens when you don't have a gold standard. And so we don't owe them anything. We allow them to do business in our country. And so they get stuck with some currency. That's their problem. You know, everybody's been screwing us. It's about time we turn the thing around.
Well, too bad we don't have that much real high-dollar investment in this country, because we could do like what Mexico does every quarter century or so, just nationalize everything. Whatever is here is now ours. And I think we would own a few foreign auto plants like Toyota, Nissan, and some other assets in this country, but that would be about it. You know, I am amazed. The audacity, and Bob, this maelstrom is moving faster and faster and faster. That little Coriolis near the bottom of the toilet before everything disappears. We're getting heaped here with neoconism, socialism, fascism, and any kind of ism that you can think of. In this country, if Hillary Clinton would have come out, or somebody like her, say 50 years ago, and was openly using this as a platform for office of the presidency of the United States to blatantly in your face talk about socialism, what do you think they would have done to somebody like her 50 years ago?
Well, she would have been ostracized, and that's what happened to Henry Wallace in 1948. He used to be part of the Roosevelt administration. He, you know, came out straight-up socialist, and he was, of course, rejected as such. And if she were to say that that's what she was, she would be rejected as well.
Well, I see this.
You got to remember, you know, listeners, that communism, socialism, fascism are all instruments of power that are wielded from behind the scenes by the Illuminati, we also call them elitists, to be able to manipulate people and nations. And these same people have financed every war on both sides since the 12th century. So this is nothing new. They're doing what they're doing. And what they have to be is exposed for what they're doing. And in each and every country, they buy all the politicians, and not all of them, but most of them. And there's an article I picked up today out of a European newspaper. And in English it says, is neoconism going to spread throughout Europe? Well, of course it is, because that's the way that they want to go. And you just saw it in France, and who knows who will follow. But the point is that all of these instruments are used by these people. And if you look back at the Cold War, you'll see it was a perfect setup. They had financed communism originally, and then got Hitler to get sucked into a war that he couldn't win. And then we had communism as an adversary, which they financially controlled. And us poor dupes were fighting communism. And as it turns out, the bad guys were financing all sides, the bad guys being the Illuminati, and we're the people who get caught in the middle.
Well, I don't know about you, Bob, but they can tell me that I owe $516,348 just by virtue of the fact that I am a citizen of this country and my respective state, but let them try to collect it. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Remember, folks, democratically, that's an adjective. It's how civilized people loot, oppress, and murder one another, as opposed to the informal methods of barbarism. That's one kind of ism that I'll agree with. Bob Chapman, it looks to me as if Ron Paul should change his campaign slogan, and it should be Paul for Prez. Because you can handle the truth. Now, do you think for a moment that USA Today would have ran that story if less than 2 weeks almost to the day here that Ron Paul in a presidential debate dropped that bombshell? Do you think that that would have prompted anybody to get out there and start telling the truth? I mean, that was pretty horrific. We've been talking about that. I've pegged this obligations, past, present, and future of the U.S. government, between $75 and $100 trillion. It's hard to nail down because we know the government's accounting system. And that's how they have been telling us that, well, last year's official deficit was $248 billion. They whip out a five-year plan, and that, again, is communism, folks. If you look at their five-year plans, it's always five-year plans, that we can balance that deficit in 5 years. But, of course, It turns out that it's $1.3 trillion of loss last year, not $248 billion. But the number and shell game continues. But I think because this man is interjecting truth into the psyche of American people, I don't see this really in USA Today as being damage control. I think it's follow-up on something that nobody could dispute, and I think that sent ripples through the systems out there.
Well, I think you're right. Of course, they want a headline, too. But something similar in nature that I've been writing about for about 18 years is the phony statistics coming out of the Commerce Department and the Labor Department, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, among others. And we had two mainline entities challenge the figures in the last week. One was the Federal Reserve, which you could have knocked me over with a feather. They're just sick and tired of seeing the figures so distorted. And the other was Alan Abelson in Barron's this past week, and he went through the same litany that I've done, gone through many times, the International Forecaster, and that is that inflation isn't 3%, it's 11%. Unemployment is not 4.5 or 6%, it's 13.5%. And these two entities have come out and said, finally, the same thing I have. So could we be getting forced to tell a little truth within the government and corporate America? I don't know, but it could be headed in that direction. This is the first time that we've seen things like that happen. Perhaps Ron Paul's pushing at those kinds of issues is starting something new.
Well, like I said, Paul for Prez, because you can't handle the truth. Whatever this guy says, it's not political hoopla. It's not anything of the sort. He's just giving the facts and figures as he knows them. But the problem is that this is an introductory course to Americans as to wake up and smell the coffee time. That it is, in fact, later than we really think that it is in this country. And I cannot see. I've been trying to get my brain wrapped around this and all sorts of outcomes and possibilities. They're going to have to, because this guy keeps building ahead of steam. I mean, my gosh, he even got resounding applause from the liberal audience that listens to Bill Maher on HBO. They're going to have to deal with this, and there's no way they can deal with it with the same old rhetoric, because you start naming facts and figures, you start naming realities, and that forces the other panelists that are running for president to have to get into the truth. And he's going to drive this debate. Now, whether the slicky boys like Mitt Romney or Giuliani or anybody like that can keep pace with the truth by fancy dancing, I don't know that that's going to be possible. But it's a wake-up call, and again, I see politically this being set up not from the standpoint that it's an agenda or a plan to put Ron Paul in there, because we had Ron Paul, a Republican president, constitutionalist, versus a Democrat-controlled Congress and Senate. This always seems to make for interesting bedfellows in politics, but this is going to blow the Democrats right out of this deal. Because I'm waiting for him to openly start calling. Now they're just patty-caking with themselves. But it's going to come down to the point where they start going to the opposing party in this country. And Ron Paul is going to be the Ron Popeil of the slice and dice community. He's going to eat these people's lunch. Not only the panelists, Bob, that are running for the Republican spots, but certainly across the aisle that are pushing socialism, communism, and redistribution of wealth. This guy is going to have a heyday next year, because he's not going to run out of subject matter in which to talk about. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We'll field some of your calls at 800-3... Did we change numbers yet? 800-313-9443. I hope that stays our call-in number when we make the move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All righty. Fine folks have been waiting on the phone here. Let's just throw this in here for a second. In New York City, a guy that ran a service station, Shell Station, at North 124th and West Burley Streets. He was only there for 20 years. He had to turn off his pumps the other day. Why? Well, he was being asked to pay $3.44 a gallon for gasoline. The competition down the street was paying $3.47 a gallon, or selling it, rather, at $3.47 a gallon. And he said, you know what? I can't make it. I can't pay my bills. I'm going to stop selling gasoline. So when your retail outlets for a commodity or a product, folks, says they can't make it selling and retailing the product, as Robbie Noel said to me earlier today, it's not an oil problem, it's a gas problem, and it's a refining problem that they have done quite nicely at rigging the game so you, the consumer out there, gets the shaft. And we're not talking drive shafts here. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Quickly, I missed the part. What did Hillary say, in a nutshell? What did she said something about...
She says I prefer a we're all in it together society, and I'm quoting her. I believe our government can once again work for all Americans. It can promote the great American tradition of opportunity for all and special privileges for none. She is also saying it's time to replace the on-your-own society with one based on shared responsibility and prosperity.
Yeah, it just sounds like rhetoric to me.
Not if you know Hillary Rodham Clinton and it takes a village and her philosophy.
Yeah, but what was Take a Village? I mean, that was just some BS book of propaganda of world society with all these different races and groups. And I mean, she's the same as, there's no difference between her and John McCain. And the only one that's different up there is Mr. Paul. And I'm not sure what the Democrat side. But by the way, you want to know how she got in? Rudy faked a prostate thing, and I don't believe he really had prostate cancer. And Rick Lazio, I remember because I was there. Rick Lazio was running against her, and I think Rudy was sort of helping her, and sort of tied Lazio down because he couldn't make a decision whether he's going to run. I mean, I'm talking Giuliani, whether he's going to run, whether he's not going to run, and whatever. So that allowed Hillary to go all upstate and get herself going. And by the time Lazio got into the race, it was all over. Okay, I'm going to skip that now, sir, because I know you got other calls. What I'm going to go back to this with Hillary. With these globalists, I still say, one time she made some comment about people my age group, but younger, and one time Chelsea bawled her out. I don't think these people really know the American people quite like they think they do. And I'm going to say this very quickly and try to put it in a nutshell. You got these politicians playing these games, but the real fact is none of them express or even really truthfully want to admit what the American people really want. Like you mentioned about the socialism. I think the main thing that people probably would be opposed to socialism, mainly with Americans now, this is just my opinion, would be if it would compromise some of their freedoms or excessive taxation, either those two. And now, the other thing is with Hillary, as well as the rest of them, none of them represent and express, except a little bit with Mr. Paul, what the American people really want. They're really not interested in world cultures. They're not interested in world order. All this crap that they've forced on them for 50, 60 years, the American people is not even in nature. What they want is they want more prosperity for themselves. They want to stop letting all these third world races in here. They want their country and economy for their own, built up for their own people and their own prosperity only, not world, or whether they be broad-minded or even interested in being religious, even Christian, Luciferian, or any of that junk, that these old people who run this power structure, whether you're talking Rockefeller, Rothschild, McCain, who was a communist, by the way, he was brainwashed in the communist camp, so I'm sure you're aware of that.
No, he was already a communist before he got over there. They just put the finishing touches on it.
All right, and his father, too.
I disagree with Henry. You're breathing into the phone. Take that mouthpiece away just a little bit. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. I disagree with you on your point about what Americans really want. Because if you tell people that, and we're talking about the people that are getting ready to check out, okay, that are on Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Try telling them that you've got to take those benefits away from you and see what happens. Now, supposedly this is a plan that's paid for. Of course, it's mismanaged by the government. And that's the unofficial story. The real story is that's redistribution of wealth. And that is socialism. That is what they expect. That is what they want.
Yeah, but see, I think we should. You talk about, what is it, Medicare? You said Medicare, Medicaid. But what about the fact that we're taking care of Israel and all these other races around the world and bringing in massive amounts of immigration? That has to come first, the other way around. The welfare stuff is the last thing you do. The first thing we do is to cut out all this other ideal crap that we should have responsibility to the rest of the world and all these foreign countries and all these different races and groups that we got coming in here. Stop expediting the jobs and the industry that's been going on since 92, I think it was, 1992 or so. But these people are running all this stuff, you know, that's why they had to rig the election. That's why Bush had to do what he did. That's why Giuliani and Hillary had to do what he did. People wanted if Hillary, I'll say this and we'll hang up. They wondered if Hillary, when I was down in New York, they wondered if Hillary even honestly won the election. They wondered if she did what Bush did, because the people down there, some of them couldn't stand her.
But
I didn't entrust
Henry,
her.
Henry, okay, it wouldn't have mattered if George Bush stole the election or not. It wouldn't have mattered. If you got Al Gore in there, then you have the Arm and Hammer protege boy.
That.
Okay, so
yeah.
You still have your socialism and communism there.
Yeah, that's true with Gore. Well, I said that to somebody. I said there's no difference. But, see, there was somebody else running. Wasn't there Charles Collins and a couple other people running?
Yeah, Charles, bless his heart, for as many, many miles as he put on, he just couldn't get any traction.
Yeah, but this guy, Paul, he's picking up right away like a rocket.
Well, I mean, you're a nine-term congressman? I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of hard to deny. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Okay,
thanks,
I'll let you go.
Henry.
Bye.
All right. Bob, there was a lot of stuff thrown in there, but I think, I don't know if I believe the American people know what they want. They know that they want something, and they know that they need it right now, or they want it right now. And I'm hearing that there are people out there that are promoting the plan to actually increase taxes along with government spending being sharply curtailed. That's the only way we're going to get out of this. Now, of course, this comes from bean counter type CPAs, that the only thing they look at are numbers, and their jobs, and they're indoctrinated in this, is to balance the sheets. That's the utmost priority with CPAs. The goes into has got to equal the goes outa. But could you imagine telling people that because we've had a government that's irresponsible, because we have a government that's given everything that you've wanted, not necessarily what you needed, but everything that you wanted, and we were there to help you do it, that we're going to have to turn around and double and triple your taxes in order to take care of this deficit when these states are going bankrupt, belly up right now? Well, they have been for a long time, but they're losing their tax bases because no jobs are out there, good-paying jobs that people are paying into that tax base. So it's this round-robin Coriolis flush down the proverbial toilet.
Well, you're absolutely right. A word that would put it, which would fit the whole thing, would be doomed. Von Mises said that when you have a situation like this, and I won't go into all the detail, you have to purge the system of its excesses from a financial and fiscal and monetary standpoint. And that's what the bean counters are saying. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to put up with the pain, not only in America, but it'll affect the entire world. But it is going to happen. It has to happen. It's not going to go away. And we are going to have, and we are in, a recession and have been for over a year. It will, and you can take this to the bank, it will turn into depression. And there's no way they can stop it. The point of no return was passed in 2001. And unfortunately for the Illuminists, is that their plans are not coming together. Part of their plans were what was going on and is still going on in the Middle East, which is just a terrible mess. And so they're going to have a depression, and everything isn't in place, and they're in serious trouble. In fact, Ron Paul might call us American citizens the barbarians at the gate, because the gate is controlled by these people from behind the scenes. And we're the American people who are on the outside. And our system is screwed, not only because Americans want to spend more money than they have, corporations want to do the same thing, but it's the policy of government in the Federal Reserve which has caused all this. There's no way out of this thing. Just no way out. We are going to have a depression. What do we do when we get into it? You don't have any other choice but to renege on your debt, and everybody else will too, outside the country. It's going to be a terrible mess. And that's why physical possession of gold is so, so very important. Silver is too when you have inflation, and we've got hyperinflation now. We're at 11%. And that'll probably last for another 2.5 to 3 years. After that, we go into depression. And it's going to be very nasty. And that's how it's all going to turn out. And we probably may end up with a new currency like you've recommended. And if we don't have the gold to back it, well, we'll just have to make our new currency valuable again so that we can buy gold with it. So we will have a gold-backed currency because, essentially speaking, most everybody else does not have a gold-backed currency. They have a fiat currency just like we have.
You know, Bob, one of our employees here just went out to a fire sale at a bank. The foreclosures are astronomical. You have in your newsletter that Massachusetts had over 2,000 mortgage foreclosures last month, 9% fewer than March of, I do believe, of this year. They had 2,190. This is the largest increase, but it came in the wealthy communities. And you say that you can now expect that to happen throughout the country. This kid went to a bank fire sale, and with hardly no credit at all, he had had an account at this bank for a number of years. And he latched onto a piece of property that was foreclosed on. I think it was valued out at $130,000. There was $71,000 outstanding on the loan itself, which he took over. He's now got about, I would say, $50,000, at least $50,000 in equity in that house. What I would do if I was this young man is I would turn around and cash out that equity in that house, and I'd buy about $50,000 in gold and silver right now.
That's a very good idea. In fact, I run into people with annuities and with insurance policies that they don't need, or they paid up on, and it's just sitting there making 5% a year. This thing should be cashed out. You know, you keep enough money around to get planted, and that's it. And if you want to go the cheap way, you can always get roasted. Very barbaric, but I'm coming towards those years, so that's the way I think about it.
Well,
and what did you say?
I was just going to say, I don't think we have enough old people that were around in the formative cognitive years that were around during the Depression that started in 1929 and lasted, what, some 10, 11 years.
Magically, we never get out of it.
Well, but
we just had another war.
Yeah, I was just going to say that until they planned World War I Part II. And then, of course, who was funding that side? Well, the same people that were funding the opposition or the enemy side. So they all cashed in. And out of the charred and burning millions of bodies and bombed out cities and everything else, hey, no problem. We'll just rebuild. But you're right. We never got out of that system because the main part of this problem we've had in this country, and if we were on honest accounting, an honest government, we were able to examine the books, and that we didn't have the faith and the credit and the borrowing power, as they so like to fondly remind us that that's what the money's based on, is the full faith and credit of the United States government and its people, hence the credit. If we were on a gold and silver-backed currency, there'd be no way on God's green earth that we could be 75 to 100 trillion in debt right now. I mean, it couldn't happen, but it can with that funny money system.
Well, we know who's been doing it to us. All we have to do is get them to open the window. And that window of opportunity will be opened once we're into depression. And it'll be the only time in the last 1,000 years we can take them apart.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? Is Congress and the Senate on break now?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is, how many Congress critters we have? 535 of them?
Lots of them.
What I'm going to do is do out a mailer. And I'm going to send a copy of Freedom to Fascism to every congressman and U.S. senator.
I hope they all see it.
Well, good things seem to happen when there's a positive approach done to stuff, especially if it's done in mass, because they never know who's paying attention. So they all kind of like to commune together and get on the same wavelength. But I'm going to send a copy. We're going to make 535 odd copies of this. And we're going to send it to every congressman and U.S. senator. Because you know what? Somebody has got to be in support of somebody that's going to be honest, that's going to run for the highest seat, at least in the FedGov area. And I do believe that's Ron Paul. And if they're so gutless and they're so cowardly that they can't seem to muster the truth for themselves and their constituency, well, then let them drop back five and punt and at least back a man that's willing to stand out there and tell the truth. That's where I'm going to go with this. Dax, Allen, Carol, John, and others, hang on. We'll roll your calls right after this. And during this break, Mr. Producer, get the great Robbie Noel on board. He is there. Okay, we'll bring Robbie up as soon as we take this break. Ladies and gentlemen, the International Forecaster is available to you. I have not even touched this week's edition yet. I'm still thumbing through it. But this is information that you need to know. If you care, if you've not given up hope, and you're here to scrutinize and make Plan A and also Plan B, well, then you need the International Forecaster. There's no replacing information. Information is power. Information is knowledge. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We have Mr. Noel online with us. This his program follows this program on this network at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, The Flip Side, with the great Rhodesian Ridgeback, Mr. Robbie Noel. Good afternoon, Mr. Noel.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Couldn't be.
We're doing terrific. My big question today for you is, have you seen Blood Diamond?
Yes, I have. And I thought, who was it? Brad Pitt? That was the actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, that guy.
I thought he did an excellent job of portraying a former Rhodesian.
Magnificent.
He had the accent down pat.
Perfect.
It didn't hurt that he was blonde-haired and blue-eyed either.
Yeah, and even the little cliches, obviously whoever was advising him on the film knew what they were doing. Yeah, but that
was really good.
Sure, but that's real world Africa, you know? This is Africa, as we say. Welcome to Africa. Have a nice day.
Welcome to the bush.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we've got stacked up phone calls, gentlemen. Let me continue rolling these calls. I've got Mr. Robbie Noel on with Mr. Robert Chapman. Dax in Texas. Hello, Dax.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
Well, y'all pick up my spirits and encourage me. I've been in this battle since the early 60s with you, and sure do have some good leadership in all of y'all. And,
wait a minute. During the 60s, I was still watching Howdy Doody or reruns thereof.
Well, somebody did some good work on you. I've got four points, if you don't mind. Regards Hillary, that's real genuine hypocrisy, and nobody should have privilege when she's part of the group that forced the victim groups on us and gave them privilege. Boy, that's rich. And the next point.
Well, let me throw something in here while you're gathering your thoughts. I don't know how you could miss the philosophy that drives the statement, shared prosperity should replace on your own society.
Well, that's from, she's paraphrasing the manifesto.
Absolutely she is.
Anyway, thanks, John, for letting Henry say what he said, because he's exactly right. You know, you see, multiculturalism is an oxymoron. It's impossible. Culture is race-specific. Each race produces a different kind of culture. And multiculturalism kills the host society. I've just finished my second pass through the 12-volume set of The Story of Civilization. And it's just so clear. Multiculturalism kills the host society, and that's what we're seeing going on around us.
And that is the planned agenda.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
All right, third point. I've supported Ron Paul, our man, for a long time now, and because of how diminished the real America is now, he's our only hope, I think, and I just hope we can do it. I worry about his security. I guess since he's officially in the ring, he has to have the official government Fed guards on him, and I don't trust him. I wish he had real patriots with him.
Well, and he's not a stupid man, trust
no.
me. He threw his hat into this political ring, he's already thought through the prospect of security.
Oh, I'm sure, and bless his heart. Let me do my last point. It's a little anecdote y'all will enjoy.
Go ahead.
Hear the music.
No, you got 30 seconds.
Oh, my. You can't give me just right after? It's an interesting little anecdote.
Well, Dax, I'm going to have to rely on your point of interest.
Yeah.
You better make me laugh, or you're in my bad side. All right, hold on a second. Alan, Carol, John, and others will return after the top of the hour break, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up with our regularly scheduled guru of world economics and societal changes, Mr. Robert Chapman, sitting also shotgun with me, Mr. Robbie Noel from the flip side, which commences on this.